Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. In an exchange of briefs ahead of the start of former President Trump's second impeachment trial tomorrow, House Democrats are dismissing arguments made by Trump's lawyers. More from NPR's Tamara Keith.
Trump's lawyers argue that it isn't constitutional to hold an impeachment trial for a former president and that Trump's rhetoric wasn't intended to inspire violence. Trump has been impeached and faces trial on a single count of incitement of insurrection after his supporters stormed the Capitol to stop certification of the election results, following weeks of Trump denying the election outcome and encouraging his supporters at a rally that day to go to the Capitol and fight like hell. The House impeachment managers write that the defenses set out by Trump's team are, quote, wholly without merit and later, quote, utterly baseless. They say inciting an insurrection is an impeachable offense, isn't subject to a motion to dismiss, and should be considered by the Senate. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Longtime Alabama Senator Richard Shelby has announced he's retiring. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the Republican says he won't seek a seventh term in 2022.
After more than 40 years in Congress, Richard Shelby, who is 86, says he'll serve out this term but won't run again. Alabama's longest-serving senator, Shelby's political career began as a conservative Democrat. He was elected to the U.S. House in 1978 and then to the Senate 8 years later. He switched to the GOP in 1994 after a Republican sweep in Congress. He's chaired four major Senate committees, most recently appropriations, wielding his power to steer federal dollars home. Shelby's retirement will have Republican politicians in Alabama vying for attention in what's likely to be a crowded primary in 2 years. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Amazon warehouse workers in Alabama have begun voting today on whether to unionize. It's the first union election at Amazon in years, one that would create the company's first unionized warehouse in America. NPR's Alina Selyuk has the story.
About 5,800 Amazon warehouse workers in Bessemer, Alabama, will be voting on whether to join the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union. They'll be casting ballots until the end of March by mail because of the pandemic. And note that Amazon is among NPR's sponsors. This warehouse outside Birmingham is only about a year old. The union says workers reached out for help organizing over the summer, wanting more say on productivity quotas, safety measures, and especially how people get disciplined or fired. For its part, Amazon touts its pay and benefits and says workers pushing to unionize do not represent the majority of its staff's views. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
Stocks continue their upward momentum, adding to last week's winning streak. The Dow gained 237 points today. The Nasdaq was up 131 points. The S&P 500 rose 28 points. This is NPR. Even as Americans question in a new survey whether they believe representative government is a bedrock principle of the nation, the broad majority had said they do not believe democracy is thriving in the U.S. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press North Center for Public Affairs Research. Showed nearly half of Americans surveyed, 45%, say they think democracy isn't functioning properly, while another 38% said that it's working only somewhat well. Just 16% say they think democracy is working well or very well. Three spacecraft are hurtling toward Mars. As NPR's Joe Palca explains, the first arrives tomorrow morning Eastern Time.
The United Arab Emirates mission that arrives Tuesday is called HOPE. It's an orbital mission designed to study the atmosphere and weather on Mars. It's the Emirates' first interplanetary mission. Later in the week, a Chinese spacecraft is set to go into orbit. It's carrying a rover that will land on Mars later in the year. And next week, NASA's latest rover mission is due to land on Mars. This rover, called Perseverance, will collect rock samples from the Martian surface, and if all goes well, these samples will be returned to Earth by a future mission. Perseverance is also carrying a small helicopter that's supposed to fly around the landing site. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Even as President Biden is making reopening the nation's schools one of his main priorities, some education leaders say there's no guarantee of a return to full in-class learning even by this coming fall. School administrators point to the emergence of new strains of the coronavirus and the fact that many teachers are still waiting to be vaccinated. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.